Kellen Jenkins participated down in the rehab segment of practice today, and I know he took a couple snaps on the opponent team. So, to be honest with you, we're going to have to talk about him at the end of the week. I don't have enough information. I really don't have a pulse on where he is right now. So, we'll take the week to see how Kellen does. Sam Shields, his knee flared up in his workout yesterday or Monday, so we pulled him from practice and get him some treatment. So we'll see how he is.
Mike, how much does it help you the way you guys play against the Giants going into this game against the Bears, a game you really need?
Well, you're as good as your last game, so it was a very good performance by our football team in all three phases. It's a standard that you can look back on and try to exceed. We're trying to improve every single week. You know, our mindset, our philosophy, our approach hasn't changed. We're about winning football games and improving. So there's things in the Giants game that we can improve on. But for the most part, we played at an extremely high level. So it doesn't carry over week to week as we know. But the things we're focused on is preparation. So our mindset is on the preparation of having a better preparation week than we did last week, and obviously with division rival coming in here to Lambeau.
Do you feel you're playing as well as anybody in the NFC right now? If you get in the tournament, you can really make it.
I hate to bore you. The hypothetical conversation, I really don't take part of. I really stay true to our football team. For me to sit here and say we're playing better than everybody, I'm not watching everybody right now, but I love the way we're playing. We'll play anybody, anywhere. We're excited about the contest coming up here Sunday. Everybody's looking forward to it, but, today's Wednesday. So there's things you accomplish on Wednesday, and we'll continue to do so with the meetings, after the players shire and everything and eat lunch. But we're taking it one day at a time, really focusing on our preparation to make sure we're fully ready for this contest on Sunday.
Does it mean anything to you that the Bears might not have anything to play for, that they'll have their seed locked up?
No. That's a polluted mindset, and that's what I told the team today. You know, we leave the pollution outside the doors. We're focused on beating whoever comes out that gate Sunday. So they're going to have white jerseys on, and we're going after them. That's our mindset. We need to get to 10 wins, and we've been focused on that for quite some time. We're in position to accomplish our goal of getting into the playoffs, and that's what we're focused on.
The same approach you pretty much took last year in your season finale with the Cardinals?
I think this is a totally different scenario than the Cardinals. I mean, the criteria of everything around us is different. So we went out to the Cardinals last year to keep improving. That hasn't changed, but I think it's clearly evident that both teams are in different situations.
Mike, is there any extra emphasis to get after a quarterback like Jay Cutler? It seems like when he gets knocked around a little bit, he tends to throw the ball up for grabs a little bit more than maybe the typical quarterback, give you more opportunity for turnovers.
Well, every week you want to get after the quarterback, and then Jay Cutler's playing very well. I think this is the segment of the season is the best he's played. So that won't change regardless who's playing. But you definitely want to get after him. He's able to make all the throw. They've been very productive in big plays of late. So I don't think you can just put that one tendency on one individual. Some players handle pressure better than others. They seem to be playing a lot better here in the fourth quarter of the season.
You always stress ball protection. You just talk about dealing with a team like the Bears that are particularly good at ripping the ball. Just your mindset going into this.
Well, definitely they're very good. I think they're about third or fourth in takeaways in the league. We do a very good job of it. It's something that we practice every single day. The design of their defense, the division that they played with the ball with pretty much everybody in the back end, and they've been doing a very good job of it for a number of years. So. It's emphasized. It's the first thing that we put up in the offensive meeting, and I talked about in the team meeting. So zero giveaways will be an important statistic this week.
Mike Hester's having arguably his best year as a return guy. Is he just evolved? Is he that much better than he ever was? Are they blocking it better? What do you attribute that to?
I think Devin Hester is the best player on their football team. I think he's having, like you said, an incredible season. He's impacted, you know, pretty much every game that they've won, and he's, you know, he's a big part of what he's doing. He's really doing a nice job as a receiver. So when he has the ball in his hand, he's dangerous. And whether they're blocking it better or whatever the case is, I mean, he's always played very well. His statistics speak for themselves. So, I mean, everybody talks about, you know, he's scored the most touchdowns, but, you know, they're number one in the league in field position, and he's a big key around that. So in my opinion, I think he's their best player on their football team.
You let him touch the ball
in
return?
Well, whether you do it or not, I mean, those are all game plan, you know, discussions. I mean, how we play our guys or how we throw the ball or who we throw to. I mean, we don't talk about that. It's top secret stuff.
I guess along those same lines, what's the challenge in their kickoff returns? They got Hester and Manning, and they put Knox back there sometimes.
Yeah, they have three very good returns. They do a very good job. I mean, they've done a very good job on special teams and my whole time here. So I could give them a lot of credit. And it's a big part of their success there.
Like, you know Aaron better than any of us. Do you think he's the kind of guy that would be motivated by not being picked for the Pro Bowl yesterday? Do you think that kind of
that's really a question for Aaron to answer. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a Pro Bowl player. I think, you know, the voting every year, there's teams that have players that they feel that should be in it. I'm very, very happy Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback. He's a Pro Bowl player. He's put up Pro Bowl numbers again this year, but it didn't work out that way. So we're proud of the guys that were recognized. We understand how the process goes. Sometimes you think there may be guys that also should be recognized, but I think everybody understands that, and it's nice for individuals to get recognized. But, you know, ultimately this is about the Green Bay Packers and our success this week against Chicago.
Mike, how about Forte this year versus last year?
Say he's having a heck of a year. I think they're doing a very good job running the ball of late, more committed to it. He's a three-down back. You know, I think just that in itself says a lot about him. He does a very good job with the yards after the hit, and you know, very good coming out of the backfield. Does a nice job in the protection pickups. But, yeah, this is clearly probably one of his better years that I can recall since he's been there.
Do you recognize much of Mike Marks' offense from these days to the Rams and Lions with the Bears, or is he really different?
Well, I think what you recognize with Mike Marks is his system. I mean, he has a systematic approach to the way he attacks defenses. He's very aggressive in his approach, and it's not uncommon to see different things, you know, throughout the game. You know, adjustments that are made based on how you're playing him. So, I think he's going through a normal process that happens to the coordinators when they go into a new place. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it there in the beginning, but they've continued to improve on offense throughout the season and are playing their best football right now.
The Bears' defense has been good this year, but they gave up a bunch of points to New England and the Jets the last few weeks. I guess I thought maybe they'd help talking about top secret stuff. Is there anything you can glean out of that, or you face that defense so many times that you're just going to do what you do and go from there?
Well, I've watched the games. You know, you watch all the games. So we have a way that we approach every game plan, and we've gone through the normal process of that. I think they've been extremely consistent on defense throughout the season. You don't see a whole lot of up and down. I think it's also reflected in the statistical categories that they're ranked very high in, and you know, probably the most important ones, you know, points, takeaways. This is going to be an excellent challenge for us on offense.
I think the outcome last night of that Philly game, I wasn't expecting. As a head coach, is it more challenging when there's something big on the line for a game, or is it easier as a coach when there's something big on the line because there's not that much?
None of them are easy. I just think that's why, you know, now, depth charts don't win games. You know, inactive lists don't win games. This is the NFL. You see it happen. It happens time and time again. It happens every week. And that's why the things that don't show up on statistical sheets, you have to have the right mindset, the motivation. Things have to be in order every time you take on the field. And I think it's very evident all the time. So the outcome of last night's game is you know, is no surprise because it happens all the time in this league. It's a very, very competitive league. So, you know, as far as who's playing where and who's playing what, it's the ultimate team game. So that's what we're focused on. We're focused on make sure that, you know, our 11 are playing their best football come Sunday.
I guess I was wondering, you know, you use guest speakers and you do all kinds of different things as a coach in a rotation way. When there's a game this big, do you not need to do that kind of thing, or do you have a couple of things up your sleeve that you want to use?
Well, I mean, whether you use a guest speaker, you know, or not, you know, it's a rare occasion for us personally, but we won't have one Saturday, I can tell you that.
Mike, do you anticipate Bigby and Hall being multiple week injuries or,
you know, multiple weeks?
Multiple weeks.
A little too early to tell. I definitely know that they won't make it this week, but they, you know, we'll see where they are next week.
Okay.